We are about to travel to a strange new world. Virtual reality can help doctors learn new techniques and maybe even teach astronauts to walk on Mars. But when it comes to gaming, some people say that VR hasn't lived up to its promise. So I'm about to go see for myself.
Well, I've been a gamer my entire life, but this allows you to be a character in a game instead of manipulating a character on screen.
That is Scott Matalon. He and Michael Klebnik head up a company called Metro VR. It's a small independent studio that just released a VR game called Orion 13.
When you play a regular PC game, you know, you're driving them around and you're watching them. And even in first person, it's still on your PC screen and you look around and there's your roommate eating crackers, you know. When you put on that headset, you are completely immersed in a world. And you look around and what's behind you, and you can be anywhere I could possibly imagine I could put you in there.
So, but why is that important to you? Like, is it something you were just sort of seeking a different sensation?
It's a quantum leap. It's a quantum difference.
My first experience with virtual reality will happen here in Klebnik's stylish modern living room. They're going to let me play the new game, and I have no idea what to expect. The video games I grew up with sounded like this. We've come a long way since Baseball Stars on Nintendo. But really, VR has been around for a long time. Back in the 1980s, it was used for flight simulations and military training. VR as a modern gaming system, though, accessible to people like you and me, is much newer, and it really hasn't caught on yet. Last year, fewer than 6 million VR headsets were shipped, according to Nielsen data. Compare that to the tens of millions of traditional gaming consoles sold each year.
2020 is once again being declared to be VR's make or break year. Now, people have been saying that since roughly 2014.
Robert Morgan heads up a small VR studio in London. And 2014, that was the year that Facebook got into the game. The social media company made a $3 billion bet on a company that makes VR headsets called Oculus.
As a player, Oculus has definitely become kind of the Kleenex of virtual reality in many ways, and have been since the start.
Facebook has been pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into developing content so people will actually buy the headsets. Now you can play a popular board game, Settlers of Catan, in VR, or fight alongside Spider-Man. But that's not good enough for Scott Matalon.
Especially in the beginning, my reaction was, where's the beef? Where's the real meat? Where's the games, you know? And so I set out to start making the kind of games that I like to play. Big open world games where I can move around and I can solve a problem to get around these orcs. I can fight them. I can sneak around them. I can pull them one at a time. I have options because I'm in control of my character and my environment. And I wanted to have that same experience in VR. And I wasn't getting it.
Before I can play his game, I need to start with baby steps. Matalon and his colleague, Seth Manti, helped me put on the gear. First, I have to slip my hands into the controllers. They look like the handles of a ski pole.
And these are actually used for tracking. We have these sensors here, and they track where...
Then the headset, which looks like a clunky pair of black goggles.
And it's going to go on the crown of your head first. We can adjust this to be a little bit tighter and more comfortable.
Is this the Oculus
headset? This is the Oculus Rift headset.
Okay.
It's the original one.
Wow. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so tell us if this is clearer or is this clearer?
Suddenly I'm at the eye doctor. Just try again.
With the headset on, the living room I've been sitting in suddenly disappears. A new digital world is all around me.
Hello? Hello? I am now on some foreign planet with an alien waving to me and saying hello.
Then the scene changes. Now I'm hundreds of feet above what looks like the city of Gotham.
Whoa.
That's what I was talking
about. My. I'm at the edge of a very tall building. Oh my gosh, there's traffic buzzing down below. Oh my god, there's a blimp up to my... Oh, who did I just hit? I'm sorry.
I'm so immersed in this world, waving my arms around frantically, that I'm bumping into things in the real world. But they say I'm ready for the main act. Matalon switches on Orion 13.
Time to die.
And now I'm transported to a robotic neon city. Above me, tall buildings. Behind me, robots walking around. Look down, and there's my body, or the body of the robot that I'm playing, Orion 13.
Okay, and you can look all the way down. If you lean forward and look down, you can see you've got legs.
Oh my gosh.
You've got a whole body.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you are a female combat robot who has become self-aware and has these memory implants. And she's become self-aware and she wants to go home. She believes these memories are hers.
Orion 13 has crossed the threshold. Threshold, sir. She's become self-aware. And now she wants to go home.
To get home and to win the game, I have to slash my way through a crowd of those evil robots trying to stop me.
If you look, you've got the sword in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
In your right hand.
Oh, wow.
And if you swing it around, right? The faster and longer your arm arc is, the more damage and the harder you hit.
Again, I'm frantically swinging my arms, and the evil robots are going down. Up ahead, there's an elevator bay, and when I go inside, it carries me to the top of a very tall building.
Look down at the edge there, and now you can drop down there.
Well, let's
you
do it.
You can just jump.
Okay, like I'm just jumping off a cliff.
Yeah.
There, you just walk.
Woo! Yep, boom. All right. And there's some...
So you just fell 50 feet in VR.
I'm sweating.
Oof, wow. All
right, you can take that headset off.
Yeah, all right.
I want you to know that you did as
Whoa,
well
Whoa, real life. Sorry, I'm better. Really sweating.
Grab a water for it.
Yeah, you did really, really well.
I did okay?
Well. You did great.
Like, I really am really soaking wet.
Right. And that was easy.
I have to say that taking off the mask and seeing Klebnik's modern living room again was the most jarring part of this experience. British VR designer Robert Morgan says that disconnect is part of the reason VR has been slow to catch on.
There's a friction to stepping into virtual reality, which really, I think, we underestimated in many ways how hard that would be to overcome, because the fact that they go into their space helmet and they can't see their dog or their beer or their family, it's a major factor that reduces the appeal of these types of experiences beyond, you know, Christmas Day or Black Friday when you're first trying these things out.
I ask Madelon and Klebnik what they think about that. Klebnik says it's an issue.
What we've already seen as companies are experimenting with this is, like, Google came out with Daydream, right, where they basically had a small headset where you could take your phone and put it in and be in a VR experience. They cratered it. Nobody wanted to take their mobile device and all of a sudden be disconnected from the world around them. You are immersed in this.
Well, is that a problem for you in the industry, do you think?
I kind of have to disagree with Mike at a different level. People want more interaction with their content. Movies have gotten longer. They've now got the Vader Immortal series has been coming out on VR, and it just puts you in Star Wars. If you're a Star Wars fan, that is what you want. You want to be there. If you're a Lord of the Rings fan, and I play Lord of the Rings online on PC, the day it comes out on VR, I'm going to buy it because I want to stand on the wall at Helm's Deep and look out over 10,000 orcs in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, I want more interaction with my content.
One of the things I wasn't expecting to want to ask you about before I got here, but then after I experienced it, I do. What's your take on the role of violence? Because you are so much more immersed in the experience, is it different if it's virtual reality? Is it more intense, and could that be a problem?
We see violence in TV, we see violence in movies, we see violence in games. There's always some segment of the population that is going to be susceptible to be influenced by it, but I think most of us view it as it's an entertainment product. I'm not running around shooting people up because I watched a movie.
But at the same time, there are a number of VR games that have pushed that gore to a limit that, for me, I would say crosses a line of just being gratuitous.
Yeah.
Heads exploding, blood splattering all over the place.
It's the same thing for movies. Like, you watch Saw, it's the same
except
thing.
Except for the person who's playing is physically making the motion of a stabbing or a slashing. You know, you're doing something.
It's spectator sport versus participant sport.
The experience that I had, where I still can physically feel the game in my body, even after some minutes after having played it,
You know, is that something, is that a drawback? Because for me, I feel a little uncomfortable physically. I mean, is that something that you have to get over?
So I think it's an individual thing. Some people are much more tolerant than others are to it. Clearly, as you saw, it does change where you are in the room and space and time. And it is a little bit uncomfortable after you do it. But what we've seen is that people really are more comfortable over time with it.
The motion sickness I felt actually lingered for several hours. Another hurdle to clear is the price. A typical VR system could set you back more than $1,000. But Matalon is confident that VR is on the cusp of going mainstream, if it hasn't already.
The VR industry is going to succeed because this is like nothing else. There is nothing else like this, and this is going to become a part of our lives.
And maybe it will. Last holiday season, Oculus and another manufacturer called Valve sold out of headsets. And if 2020 is finally the year VR takes off, we will be one step further away from every video game you've ever played before.